Welcome back to Texans Weekly. Time now for us to hit the road and follow our radio peeps around. Those peeps, of course, being Mark Vandermeer and DP Sidhu at Verizon Wireless. And they are hosting some linemen, Chris Myers and Xavier Suofilo.
Chris, your thoughts on Ryan Mallett taking over as starting quarterback?
Yeah, Ryan's a guy that obviously has been sitting kind of in the back, doing his thing as a backup for a few years now, obviously for a few years behind Tom Brady. And he's got all the tools that you could need as a professional quarterback, and he has the scheme down pat. He's been in it for a few years now, so that's a positive. On the other hand, he hasn't been in the real live action during the regular season, so that's the untested part. But whenever you do see him come in, you see him operate at a speed that he's very comfortable in the offense, and he knows what to look for. So we're all very optimistic about how the game's going to go.
Xavier, how's it going for you? You've gotten in there. You were in the Colts game from start to finish. You got in there a little bit in the Tennessee game. How is it for you acclimating as a rookie, getting used to playing line in the NFL?
You know, it was a little bit of a challenge at first, but, you know, I've tried to improve every day, take advantage of my reps when they do come. And every day in practice, you know, I talk to guys like Chris, like Ben, like Dwayne, always trying to get a little bit more of an edge and learn a little bit more, you know, about the offense. And I think that you know, doing my job, competing every single day, is something that's definitely been a benefit to me, doing extra work. And so I'd say it's going pretty well. And I think I'm acclimating to the point where things are slowing down.
Is it more challenging because you're expected to know guard and tackle, or does that help you in the overall scheme of things because you see the bigger picture?
Well, I think, you know, knowing everybody's job, you know, where they're supposed to be and what to do is, you know, definitely helps you in the big picture. You know, I've been lucky, you know, with Chris. You know, Chris knows everyone's job and what to do, where they're supposed to be. And with this offense, you know, it just kind of helps you out that way. But, you know, lately, as of lately, I've just been concentrating on guard. And I think that's really been advantageous for me, to, you know, just to make sure I'm just focusing on guard and knowing what to do, getting good at that.
Chris, coming into the league is tough enough. Xavier comes in, first pick of the second round. You know, a lot of pressure on him, a lot of pressure on anybody coming into the National Football League. What was it like for you as a rookie? And I'm sure Xavier's got great frames of reference from all you guys, you know, rookie versus second year, third year, how it gets slower maybe for you, a little bit easier, for lack of a better word, as time goes on.
No, don't let X fool you over here. He's a very, very cerebral guy. He's a very smart guy, and the offense comes to him. But like he said before, you have a learning curve as a rookie. Everyone did. I did. I mean, you take your shots as they come, and you learn from experience. But once you do have that experience, things start to slow down for you. Because when you're out there at first, especially in a brand-new offense, I treated this year like I was a rookie all over again, learning a brand-new offense this year. So throughout OTAs, I was studying extra, and, I mean, at the expense of me studying that night and not being able to kind of hang out with the family sometimes. my wife was yelling at me. But things in the middle of a game, you're looking at things and you're trying to react to them as opposed to just going and playing. You're thinking a little bit more. So as a rookie, you're thinking too much sometimes as opposed to just going and reacting to what the defense gives you. And once you're comfortable in an offense and you can just go out there and play and adjust your technique every now and then, you're a little bit more successful. But that comes with the territory. That comes with experience.
Yeah.
But is pass blocking the tougher part? I would imagine it has to be, right? Because there's so many nuances to who you have to pick up and that kind of thing.
Well, I think, like Chris said, you know, we overthink things too much. I'm definitely guilty of that, you know, and I think that when you get more comfortable and know your assignments, then, you know, you got to just kind of like slow it down in your head, try to anticipate things that are coming. And that's where the extra film study comes. It's where the tendencies come. And that's kind of, you know, in game planning and watching film, that's something that, you know, as a rookie, you know, you learn how to do. And so, yeah, pass blocking, you know, that's definitely what, I don't know, I've heard, I don't know how true this is, but, you know, I've heard that they say in the NFL, you know, you get paid to pass block, you know, because it's a passing league. But, you know, that is just definitely something that you always got to be conscious of and work on every day.
I'm going to get this wrong maybe, but who is the relative of yours that was an NFL official?
My grandfather.
Your grandfather.
Same one.
Same,
yeah.
Same one.
Mm-hmm.
Or one of the
Tom,
same ones.
Tom Kelleher. He was an NFL referee for 28 years, reffed in 5 Super Bowls before the merger and everything. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he was my biggest critic growing up. He has since passed a few years ago, but he was the type of guy that even throughout college and my first few years in the NFL that would call me the day after every game.
You were holding.
Pretty much.
Really?
Pretty much. Exactly like that. He'd actually tape the film and then watch it over by himself.
No.
And call me from Miami the next day and let me know what I got away with.
Oh, that's beautiful.
What you
pretty
got
much,
away with.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Or maybe how to get away with it would be more helpful, Grandpa.
All right, we have to take one final time out here on Texans Weekly, but don't go away. When we come back, it's Telestrator time, breaking down the Cleveland Browns. Stay with us.